9:30 on a Thursday morning, an opportunity for me to spend a little bit of time with Brad Dungis from Dungis Family of Autos, home of the 995 oil change, low price tire guarantee, low price brake guarantee, and a great detail shop as well. Good morning, Brad.
That's right. Good morning, Charlie.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It is. It's a sunshine. Nice, warm, summer, seemingly summer morning.
More like June than May, but I'll take it either way.
Yeah, it's great. It's good. It's almost time for baseball season. Got some tryouts coming up this weekend.
Yeah, that's right.
Looking forward to another big season of American Legion Baseball.
Adding one more year to that Guinness Book of World Records for the sponsorship of the sporting event.
What is it, 79 or 80 this year? I got to get my math right.
I think you're 79, but I...
79, yeah. Uh-huh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, so congratulations on that
incredible.
One.
Incredible. 79 years in a row. And I always love to tell people one of the unique things about Dungis, we were recognized in the Guinness Book of Records for being the longest corporate sponsor of a sports team for that sponsorship of the American Legion Baseball.
And I add continuous in there, longest continuous sportsmanship.
Right, because we're going to keep it going.
So. That's right. So thank you so much for exactly what you're doing. I realize it honors the family, but it is a great thing for the teams that have played under that name.
Well, and it's so many, you think about it, through all these years, nearly 80 years, and all the players, their families, all the people who go watch the games, all the people it's touched, and you know, there's so much behind these programs, whether it's baseball or the soccer field or the orchestra or the ag programs or whatever, that it takes a lot to make those things come together, right? And
right.
You know, all the volunteers, all the people getting the field ready, so in the concession stands, driving the kids to the away games, you know, all that, it's a great testament to everybody. Really, we're really proud to be a part of this great summer tradition in our community.
Well, and it just shows in this particular case the Ford tradition, and I realize other labels have come along, but we think of it as that one as being a Ford.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is a Ford thing for us, and because it was Ford that started there when my grandfather first came to Bartlesville, got the Ford store. It came from Tonkawa, Oklahoma, and really put down their roots here in Bartlesville. And Toyota came along in 1968, and we got that franchise. So it's actually 90 years this year since the original Dungis dealership there in Tonkawa. So it is a long legacy and something we are proud of. But it wouldn't happen if it weren't for places like Bartlesville, for our community here, for the people here, and our great customers and our great employees. And I brought one of them here today with me, a young associate with us, Kaylee Keene. Welcome. Say hi, Kaylee.
Hey, it's me, Kaylee Keene from Dungis.
Welcome. Well, thanks for coming in, because we get to the folks that you see at the dealership a little bit by when Brad brings you along on the radio. So thank you.
Yeah, I like to bring people to focus on, you know, what our team, because it really is about the team. You know, I think back to those, you know, I've got pictures of my grandfather back when he started working at that dealership in Tonkawa before they ever dreamed of purchasing it. They were just teenagers working in the parts department or sweeping up the service department and played on the basketball team for that dealer. I've got pictures of my grandfather and two of his brothers on a team in 1920s, for that Ford dealer in Tonkawa Motor Company. So having people like Kaylee that are just starting their careers in the business, that's really kind of what it's all about, because that's the backbone of our company. And it's so much those relationships are built on the people that work there.
And the relationships with your customers, whether they just come in every 5,000 miles for that 995 oil change, or whether it's for that brand new or maybe not so brand new vehicle that they, you know, get another one every 2, 3, 4, 6, 8, 10 years.
That's right. You never know. But so, Kaylee, tell them about what you do at the dealership. You just started a couple months ago, and we're really proud to have you on the team.
So my role at Dungis is I'm over in the Ford buildings where I office out of. I'm currently in sales. So far, I'm loving it. I specialize in all of Ford products. I'm dabbling in Lincoln and Toyota at this moment. So far, I just think it's been great interacting with so many different people throughout the day. And this is a really big purchase. I mean, your car purchase is second to your house. So being able to be part of that process is really important for me.
And I know you really connect with your customers.
Yeah.
You really like to get to know them. And
we have a good time.
Yeah, no, it's fun. I mean,
I make
think
it
that's,
short and sweet.
That's great to make to really respect their time, make it fun. And I know you really, really go to work for your customers. That's really good. But you also have brought along some information about a great sales event going on at Ford right now.
Yes.
And I know with Veterans Day coming up, this is a Memorial Day.
Veterans Day is coming up in November, yeah, if you November. Want to.
We're looking forward to it.
But this is a time of year where we have some great incentives. And so why don't you tell them about that?
Okay, so what's going on right now is the Great American Sales Event. I think this is an amazing time to purchase. Ford has some crazy rebates on a lot of models that we have. So I'll just go ahead and start off with the trucks, because what is Ford known for?
The trucks.
Our amazing trucks. So I'll go ahead and start off with our base model F-150s that are going to be loaded out with tech. Those have up to $5,750 cash back or 0% on 72 months. So I think that's a great offer to go ahead and take hold of. We also have the STX packages that come with about $5,000 back. The Lariats, if you're looking for something a bit more loaded out. As far as our cars go, we're looking at the Fiestas, which are a great entry-level car. If you need to put something in your kids for the summer, maybe your daughter is going away to college, you want her safe, you want her in a car she's going to love and it's going to last her. Those have about $3,500 cash back on them in rebates. The Fusions, which are available in a hybrid, are a bit more loaded out. They're a great mid-size sedan. Those have $5,000 with owner loyalty. If you've always been with the Ford brand, we want to reward you for that.
And the cars like the Fiesta too, they have the tech in them too. Even though it's an entry level car, Ford puts a lot of that great safety technology, all the sync and the Ford app program and all Apple CarPlay, all that's in there. So it's not like you have to give up that when you get an entry level vehicle, right?
No, yeah, all right. It's all there. Right. The premium sound systems, for me, I know Apple CarPlay is a big deal as far as tech goes. I want to be able to connect my phone whenever I'm in the car, so that really allows you to do that with the user interface Ford has.
And I know just as part of the car delivery process, you get to show the new buyer all those nice little features.
Yes.
And usually one of the first things that I think of is the salesperson will say, hand me your phone, I'll connect it for you.
Yeah, that's my favorite thing to do. That's really the wow factor with getting into these new Fords, is all the connectivity available and all the safety. One of my favorite things to point out is whenever you're getting into something like an Explorer, you want all your kids to be safe. You have the third row. Those have inflatable rear seatbelts now to compensate for that forward-facing airbag that's not there. So it reduces the injury that seatbelts can cause. So I think that's an amazing feature we've added.
Yeah, lots of safety stuff in the Fords too, and great technology all around. So there's also rebates specifically for the veterans and some other members of the first responders.
Yes.
Do you have any information on that?
Up until Memorial Day weekend, we're really wanting to honor all of our military and first responders. Usually the cash back on those is $500. We've upped it to $750 to go ahead and extend that out to the ones that serve us in the community. We will stack all of the additional rebates on top of that, so you're eligible for all the rebates and cash back that is there on top of the military and first responder bonus. So that's great.
There's also some rebates out there. They're pretty special individual rebates they may have sent to people that have purchased Fords before. So be on the lookout for those. If you got a letter from Ford, there you may have been notified about a special incentive that's just yours.
Mm-hmm.
We have information on that too. So if you lost the letter, give us a shout. Talk to Kaylee. She can look for it and see if you got one of those incentives. But those stack right on top of it too. And I know we have a lot of veterans in our community, and this is all active veterans and all active military retirees and all veterans. So it's a great program and works with all our other rebates. And it ends Memorial Day, you said?
Yes, it ends May 31st.
May 31st.
So through Memorial Day weekend, you can access all these awesome offers.
Now, I know Ford always has the military, but just $500. So you're getting 50% more with that one. Sorry.
Great deal. And there, of course, we're another big thing we're doing right now, and that is it seems like a theme this time of year, every year, but we are in desperate need of used cars. We've been selling them like crazy, and actually the market this time of year normally starts to kind of moderate a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We come out of a peak in the spring, and around tax return time, people are getting their refunds, and a lot of used cars are values really are strong then. Sometimes this time of year they begin to drop a little bit and moderate, but they have remained really strong. So it's a great time to be selling your vehicle. Mm-hmm. If you have a vehicle you're looking to sell or know someone who is, be sure to come check us out or put in your information on our website and our trade-in valet. We definitely need vehicles. You can get top dollar for your trade now, and people are, it's really a situation where the whole market's looking for cars, so we certainly want to take a look at yours if you're looking to sell something.
And that's market-based. I mean, I know markets change literally from two or three places in the state, let alone all across the country.
Well, that's, we talked about this before, yeah. But pricing on cars today and at your trade value is really pretty scientific. We have computer programs where we can see what new vehicles are priced at all over the country. We can see what their transactions actually are happening at. So we know where other dealers price their vehicles to advertise them. We know where they're selling them for. Not in an aggregate to where I can say specifically he sold that car, but yeah. On an average where we know and where we have that kind of information. So we take a lot of effort to really put our prices right, to make our internet pricing fair and very, very competitive. And the same thing on the trade. So the trade is really just it's like a stock market, right? Everything's got a value and it's whatever it's worth today at that moment. But, the markets are really, really strong right now, like I said. And with with all this technology on the new vehicles, sometimes there is a gap in the used to new pricing. And mm-hmm. So we're seeing a really strong used car market. Truthfully, used car buyers are wanting the technology too.
Sure.
So those are the most popular used cars, are the ones with all the tech. But a lot of times you save a little bit by buying one a couple years older that somebody had for 30 or 40,000 miles.
And it's a perfect buy because the person selling it right now, you say they're going to get more than they maybe would have a couple of months ago because yep. the market is that
it's
active.
It's really strong, yeah. Yeah. I had talking to a guy from one of the rental car companies this week, and he was saying that they expect the prices to keep stay firm through the summer this year, and there's just going to be a low supply of used cars, and we're all going to be fighting for them.
Okay, so again, get the best dollar and make it a cash offer.
That's right. When you deal with us, we make it pretty simple. If you can get us the title to your car, we'll get you cash or a check for your vehicle, and it's you don't have to worry about financing or anything like that. We'll take care of it for you. Like I said, we have a great tool on our website where you can start that process, where you go in and just answer a few simple questions about your vehicle. One of our representatives, like Kaylee, will get that information, and then we'll analyze it. You get an actual cash offer for the vehicle right there from the website. A lot of times we can do better than that, though, if we can get you in and take a look at the vehicle and analyze it. Every vehicle has a story of its own, and until we take a look at it and get to talk to you about your vehicle, it's hard to give you the really top dollar.
Sure.
So that's what we need. It's a pretty simple process. If we know you're coming, we can be ready for you. And a lot of times, if you've got your title, we can have you out of there certainly in under an hour.
That really makes it easy.
Yeah, no, that's the whole thing. I think in talking to Kaylee this morning about what we do, and this time is such a valuable thing to our customers now, and we know that whether it's coming to us to purchase a vehicle or to have your oil changed or whatever, that everything we do has to be built around you and your time. Mm-hmm. That you don't want to waste your time there. And sometimes, maybe in the past, some of our processes were hard to manage that way and weren't really time oriented. But we've worked really hard to speed that up. Kaylee and her works mostly on appointments. If we can know you're coming and be ready for you, we can certainly make things a lot simpler. We can have the vehicles you're interested in ready and pulled up. We can have credit and the trade information out of the way. Mm-hmm. It's then a pretty simple process of confirming the vehicle, getting to know the technology and the safety stuff, and the other things that are just the idiosyncrasies of all vehicles, mm-hmm. and the differences between trim levels and can I have that particular option on that vehicle, and what about that color and stuff like that. Yep. that it's so hard to decipher on the internet, and so we get through all that pretty quick when we've got our vehicles on the lot, and we can get you on the road, usually on a vehicle purchase in under an hour, too, if all that's taken care of beforehand.
So it really does pay to make a call ahead and say, can I come out about, I don't care, 1 o'clock, and will Kaylee be available?
Yeah, and really, we'll come to you, too. I know some dealers promote this in the market, but we've been doing it for years where, you know, if you want us to bring a car to you, of course, we'll be happy to show up at your office, your home, you know, at the...
You want a red bow on or a blue bow?
Duck pond on Price Road. We'll be happy to meet anywhere.
And I've also started sending videos to people as well. I've noticed for especially people my age, we don't necessarily want to come in all the time.
Right.
I've made it really easy to book appointments through like Facebook now. I have an appointment setter. I've been sending people videos of the cars, FaceTiming them. Right. If they don't want to come in, if they do just want to look and get a good idea of what they want to come in for, and I've noticed that's turned out really well.
Well, that is how
people
we
really
engage,
happy with that.
Engage with people today. I know because we get, you know, we are so busy. We are busy, and they are busy, and we see that on our websites. We see hundreds of people every day on our website, and lots of questions and activity, and you know, and truthfully, you know, you don't. The traffic on the showroom isn't what it was back in, you know, when I started in the business, you kind of had to go to the showroom to get answers to your questions. And now you don't have to. They're everywhere. But it's just a different dynamic.
Well, but the point is that you are there ready to meet the customer however he or she or they, you know, want that buying experience to be.
Well said. Yeah, that's true. And as Kaylee said, too, you know, the social media stuff and connecting with people that way has become a really, really important, too, because a lot of our people, our customers are all on Facebook, right? So we are, too. We've got our pages up there. And if you can talk to us through Messenger at any time, we're there all the time. And, you know, we have it manned 24/7 if you need something, but our representatives are there also, and it's a great program.
And I'm sure we think of it, even the final sales process where you have to sign the paperwork as being at the dealership, but I am guessing that you could actually bring everything out to wherever the buyer is at, right?
We've done that many times. Yeah, it does happen. We haven't mentioned much about Toyota. There's great deals going on.
You do have that label
Toyota,
too, don't you? Yeah.
And as a part of the Great American Sales event and what's going on in Toyota, we're getting ready to kick off our Memorial Day sale. And so that promotion, I think, actually is about to start today. And so you may be getting a letter in the mail or an email from us. We've got discounts on everything, as we were talking earlier. And great lease deals on Toyotas. We've talked about this the last few weeks, particularly on a couple of different vehicles, really on all Toyotas because they have such great residual value and hold their value so well. But, you know, a Tacoma, 4Runner, these vehicles compared to their competitors in the market, you can just buy one for a lower payment on a lease than about any other kind of vehicle. The Tacoma particularly has really strong leases now. I've seen them under $200 without very much cash up front, straight lease for 36 months, and it's a great deal, and because it's a great truck, and you don't have to pay that much for it. It's a really, really great value. Maybe not for everybody if leasing doesn't work for you, but we ought to at least be able to show you that opportunity if that's the kind of vehicle you're looking for.
Well, and I think sometimes people just have questions because it's not something we didn't grow up that way, and
it's a
matter of questions as far as, you know, what does it mean? What do you mean?
Well,
I
it's
have
not
to
that common
here?
Around here, but in some markets, Buffalo, New York. I know a Ford dealer, and his business is 70% leasing, so it's much more a bigger deal there. And of course, it makes a great used car stream for that dealer up there because they get all the off-lease vehicles, and we don't have that many of them here. So that's partly why I'm talking about purchasing your vehicle from you. But the truth is, on a lease, is you know, rather than buying the whole vehicle, you're kind of just buying that percentage of it you're going to use based on what the resale value is estimated to be when you're at the end of the lease. Mm-hmm. So if you'll contract for, say, 3 years at 12,000 or 15,000, 18,000 miles a year, and assuming you come in under that, there's no additional charges, you can either purchase your vehicle at that point for the remaining residual, there's a purchase option, or you can walk away from it. You can analyze whether it makes sense to buy it and maybe resell it. You could obviously purchase it and keep it, or then you can just lease a new one. So it gives you that flexibility at the end of your lease that sometimes if you're on a longer-term loan, and we certainly don't recommend this, but there are loans that get up above 72 months now, mm-hmm. and you know, that's just a long time to finance a car.
I saw an ad for 10 years on one the other day, and I said, wait, seriously, 10 years?
You know, I really, and sometimes it's not, you know, the easiest thing to bring up in the car purchase, but cash down and shorter term financing are the best ways to buy vehicles because it reduces your payment and you get into equity on the vehicle mm-hmm. much quicker. And you know, they are depreciable assets. They're going to go, they're going to wear out and lose value over time. So you want to get the most out of your ownership and value. If you are purchasing, that just always makes sense.
Seasonally, I think of new college graduates, particularly a lot of times Ford, and I'm sure the other manufacturers will send out something. They'll get a list of you know, who graduated from XYZ University, and sure enough, a letter appears in their mailbox.
We do have college graduate programs. If I'm not mistaken, Toyota and Ford both have them going right now.
That makes sense that they would.
Traditionally do this time of year. Sometimes we can, if you're in college, we can, that is also available. So mm-hmm. Be sure to fail to bring that up, you know, and especially on the Ford side, you know, we need to kind of explore options there. I mentioned the specific rebates that are individualized. We also have a lot of great relationships with partner companies mm-hmm. Where you can get special pricing on Ford vehicles if you're employed by one of those companies. You can ask your human resource department about that if you're interested, or we'd be happy to help you with that too. A lot of the major corporation employers here in the market are X-Plan partners with Ford, mm-hmm. which give you special pricing. There's a lot of rebates on affinity programs and things like the American Quarter Horse Association or the Farm Bureau membership. Mm-hmm. These things are give you special rebates with Ford that stack on with all the others that that Kaylee mentioned earlier.
And so it's keeping Kaylee and the customer busy. She can't ask every affinity question. Somebody has to bring it up.
Yeah, it's we try to, but it's complicated when there's so many of them. But usually, if you're there, we can take your address, your name, and it'll show all the different ones in the incentive platform from Ford, mm-hmm. and we can help you guide through it and make sure you get every dollar that you should.
That's great. Lincoln, I know Kaylee says she's expanding into mm-hmm. Lincoln. Yep. It's a whole new world with Lincoln because of the concierge service that you provided, Dungeons.
That's right. And you were talking earlier about the connectivity on the vehicles and how the Ford Way app, Lincoln Way app and the Ford Pass application are working with people. And there's exciting stuff coming on a new Lincoln this summer where you're actually going to have your phone as a key on the Corsair on the very first,
people like me who always misplace their keys to have their phone in their hand.
You don't lose your phone very often.
Never. So I can just walk up to my car now. I'm like, oh, okay, I can unlock and start my car.
Uh-huh. Well, you can do that with the Ford Pass app right now, right?
Yes, with Ford Pass, say on a chilly or scolding morning that we're about to start having, what you can do is actually set schedule times to start your vehicle in the morning. Say you want to leave the house by 8, but you want your car warmed up, you can set it to start at 7:56, and mm-hmm. it'll be an ambient temperature and everything whenever you do get in. So
that's cool.
It's really exciting.
Park in a big parking lot and you don't remember where it is, it can help you find your vehicle, I think.
Yes.
It's got a whole bunch of other things, but this is just the beginning of this kind of connectivity. We've had the apps and the maps and the phone and all that, and now it's starting to move into these other things where the actual performance of the vehicle will be able to know, the manufacturers will know when a vehicle is exhibiting problematic behavior, you know, mm-hmm. a check engine light comes on, they can anticipate services you need, more connectivity so that you can bring more of your technology from home into the car. It's just got a lot of potential. We mentioned the phone is a key thing. I know Ford and Lincoln both have a lot of great plans, and Toyota too for their Intune product, mm-hmm. Which is very similar. They're all integrating with these things like Apple CarPlay and bringing that in, and it's just an exciting time.
It really is. And, I've seen over the course of the past, 8, 10, 12 years, the evolution of technology in the cars has been amazing. Started off, it was pretty basic. It would take your MP3 player and that sort of thing. And of course, through all the other innovations that have come along, whatever option you want, chances are your car will do it.
Well, we see all that coming with driverless cars and all that. I mean, from Toyota's point of view, they look at the car of the future almost like a robot that that does all kinds of things for you and performs on its own to do a lot. But, I think we're a long way from that. But in a way, that's the beginning. It started with those MP3 players.
Yes, with the lane keeping and the bliss.
Yeah, but that's really helpful stuff. I know when I drive the cars today with that technology, 3 or 4 years ago was kind of intrusive and
it was scary. It's just going to actually keep me in my lane, and now it's just a gentle nudge that alerts you.
It's gentler, it's more it doesn't intrude so much. They've really made it work, and I think it's great technology and probably saves people a lot of money on things like their wheels and just smaller accidents and the lives on larger accidents and things. And,
now, is that something that you try to point out to somebody on a test drive, that if you've got a vehicle that's equipped with lane keeping, do you say, okay, now try to drift?
Well, not necessarily. I let them know. It's like, okay, like whenever you slowly start to drift over the lane, it's going to go ahead and alert you that you are departing your lane. Or things like they have preemptive collision assist, so it has pedestrian detection, the adaptive cruise. I go ahead and demonstrate that to show them that they can actually set the car lengths between them and the car in front of them. So if you are on a longer road trip, the lane keeping, the adaptive cruise, and little things like that really help the driver from becoming fatigued and getting into an accident. So I think they're very helpful. Always make sure to point all those out.
Yeah, I think it's important because I got in the car with a friend, and I could tell they got a little vibration, I guess, in the steering wheel, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, and it just it alerts you enough that you know, but it doesn't fully take over to the point where it's going to cause you to wreck. It's just a gentle, hey, you're getting out of your lane, whereas some of them will correct you back into your lane. So it's nice.
Yeah.
I really like it.
And obviously we've learned on that one too. So it's good.
Yes.
Maintaining the value of the car for that eventual trade-in. I try to always at least mention, you got a great detail shop. And that's one.
Right.
You got one.
Details,
that's one.
Details, oil changes.
Yeah.
All that stuff really does help you retain value in your vehicle if you keep it clean and everything operating right. I always go back to the oil changes and the tire rotations and having your vehicle inspected regularly so that you know if there's any problems. That's really preventive maintenance, like with your health, is the same thing for your vehicle. It's going to add life to it. It's going to add value to it when you look to sell it or trade it in. And it just makes sense. And with the 995 oil change, that for up to 5 quarts of oil, I did it again yesterday. A customer actually said that the oil change wasn't 995, and I showed them, well, that is for 5 quarts, and then we have tax and a few other charges, and the total ticket was something like $15. And then I looked on Google, how much is a quart of oil? And they ranged from $6 to $7. Times 5. So anyway, it's
pretty good
great
buy.
Value, huh?
It's a great value, and by the way, it was done for you. You didn't have to get your hands dirty.
And we do that complete inspection, and we're going to offer to rotate your tires. Now, not everybody takes us up on that, but that's one of those hidden secrets in the car business. If you rotate your tires, you're going to extend the life of the tires. They're going to be much safer for you, but mostly you're just going to extend the life of your tires, and they'll wear more evenly and be much better for you. Plus, you get the wheels off, you can inspect those brakes at the same time, measure brake pads, make sure that you're going to get your vehicle stopped when you need it to.
Yeah, I mean, we step on the brake, but really it's the tread on the tire that does the stopping for us.
That's right. Yeah. That is very true.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, this is a wonderful deal. Thanks for coming by, Kaylee, first of all. We get to know people that way. And we said,
happy to be here.
Oh, who's that? You got a new person over there. Who came?
You'll see Kaylee out in the community. She likes to engage at our events that we do. We'll be out at Hot Street Party again this summer. We've got a lot of stuff going on. And this weekend we'll be out at the Community Foundation events where we're celebrating the Potters going into the Heritage society or whatever. The
Heritage family, I believe, is the term. We have three families this year with the Artunovs. So, yeah.
Congratulations to them.
Okay, well, again, that's Car Talk this morning. If you not sure when the last time you had an oil change, just take it out to Dundas. Give them a call, 918-333-0900, or go online to dundaschoice.com. News on the way next. For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority.